Well, their grandfather was a pioneer,
mm-hmm.
and that was you. And you take that title on and understand that.
Yeah.
There's no question you were a pioneer.
Mm-hmm. The last 20 years, and it's really 30 now since I sold out, I've spent giving away the money that I made. I think it's harder to give it away to good causes than it is to make it. Sylvia is a Baptist and got me involved as a Baptist. And I really enjoy doing it because they still have an awful lot of, well, like the food truck that Sepulpa runs, amazing, serving 8,000 to 20,000 meals a day. Now it's in Florida. Last year it was in Houston. And the crews we have that are out fighting the fires in California.
You said the Baptist. Is this through the Baptist Church?
Yeah. They have all kinds of things.
But you've given generously to that cause.
A lot of that, yeah. The most recent one that I've been involved in is the Crossover Community Church at 36 in Peoria. They started out after school trying to make life better for boys and girls with an athletic program that included reading. Most of the reading was in the Bible. They would also tutor them and hire the brighter juniors and seniors in high school at $10 an hour to lead a team of 6 or 7 of them in sporting activities and tutoring and move the kids back and forth depending on the abilities of the tutors and the disabilities of the kids. A year and a half ago, we opened Crossover Pride, which is a prep school for 5th and 6th grade boys that are tops in grades. They get a free scholarship to a private high school. We get corporations to sponsor their tuition. This year, we brought in a second class of 30 kids. So we have a 7th grade and an 8th grade class. We have $6.5 million pledged to build a church and a school up there now.
Mm.
It's really taken off from where we started.
Yeah, that's in North Tulsa.
Yeah, 36 in Peoria. It's all the work of 2 young people, both of which were basketball players. Well, one was a receiver for Tulsa at college.
The names of those two, do you remember?
Paul Adbill. He was a tight end for Tulsa University about 10 years back. Quite a good player and a basketball player. Is the minister and the head up there. He went on and got himself a minister degree after a TU degree. The other young man is white, played for the University of Missouri basketball team, got an MBA from Harvard or Yale, one of the Ivy League schools, and went up there to help out on that. The two of them have built this whole setup amazingly, really. Nobody would do urgent care in that part of town. Because they didn't think they could make money and cover their costs. So they started one, along with one doctor who just retired. He thought he'd retired. He's worked pretty hard for the last 5 years. But he now has 4 full-time nurses, 5 doctors that donate half a day or more to come in and treat patients. They treated 2,400 different patients last year. Most of the people up there, it's kids and young people on the Medicaid, not old enough for Medicare. They take that payment. If you don't have the money, they ask you to pay it back by working at whatever skills you have, either tutoring kids, if that's what you can do, if you can only clean the bathrooms and the floors at night, whatever it is to pay back their cost of services.
This has got to make you feel awfully good that your legacy lives on through these people.
Yep.
Just because people have money, they don't get involved. I know that. There are lots of people in Tulsa who have lots of money. But you've gotten involved involving those lives.
Yep.